He holding up Yudzayin Amar Aleph, five lines down. Mar says now, Kiyoso Rav Dimi, Amar Hocha. When Rav Dimi came, he said over that, Hochi Moshri, Moshru Kame Kalosa Marova. And Eretz Yisrael, when they had a kala, this is the way they used to sing in front of her. That like kochol, she doesn't need any paint, any makeup, like v'lay sorek, no powder, v'lay pirchus. She doesn't have to like rush, just clear sayer. She doesn't have to braid her hair. V'yalas chayin, still she's very gracious. In other words, even without the makeup, still she's yalas chayin. That's what they sang in front of the kala. Again, this part of the mitzvah we spoke out of being a samech techosin. The way you masamech the chosn is by singing nice things, saying nice things about his kala, that makes him feel good. Now we go to smicha. Ki samchu rabbonin l'Rab Zeira. When the rabbonin gave smicha to Rabbi Zeira, shor lehochi, they sang like this. Loi kochu, loi sorok, loi pirchot. Same thing, like he doesn't need makeup, a paint, or he doesn't need powder, or he doesn't have to braid his hair. For yalaschein, still it's yalaschein, yeschein. It's like a kash, like what do you have to do it here? Like Bishleima by Kalo, we say his name, Sameach, the Chosin, make him feel good. So you have to say nice things about his Kalo. A Rabbonin got Smicha, what do you have to sing for? So I'm going to say also a thing to sing to make him feel happy. They just got something very special. He got Smicha, it's a big thing. So I used to sing to make him feel good. When the Rabbonin gave Smicha to Rabami and to Rabasi, this is the way they sang in front of them. That kol min dein, the kol min dein smuchu. People like these deserve to get smicha. Smicha lanu. These type of people we should give smicha to. But loy sismuchu, we should not give smicha. Loy sismuchu lanu, we should not give loy min samisen. Not to people like samisen, Rashi says, misarsen halochas behepach tameim. They say just the opposite. They say the wrong svaras. They say the wrong reasoning for the halochas. Those people should not get smicha. In other words, the mint is said that these rabbonim are not that way. V'loy min sarmitin. Rashi says, losin sarmatutin, also some people that don't understand the right pshat. V'yarmelon, some say, loy min chamisin, v'loy min termisin. That means not people that only understand Rashi says, chamishis atam. Chamisin means they only understand one-fifth of the reasoning. Or else, loy min termisin, they only understand like one-third of the pshat. It's interesting. On the side here, Oruch learns Pshat. He says, "Zelosh and Oruch, Berach Chomus means Chamisin Shesheinim Chumsha Shemasechta." Some don't learn 1/5 of the Masechta. That's called that people don't deserve to get smicha. Rabbi Avua ki Avi Osim in Mesifta Levekesa. When Rabbi Avua used to leave his yeshiva and he went to the government, to the Vekesa, to the king, is Nafka Amosa the Vekesa. So the maid of the Vekesa used to come out Liape in front of Rabbi, she would sing in front of him like this. She would say, Rabbi Diyomi, like you're a great person of your nation. Rashi Nosi Biyamoi, you're like the president of your nation. Or Medavrino Diyumse, and Rashi says, you're a manik, you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. Boitzina Denhura, like your face is shining from light. And Rashi says later means, I'll show you Klaste Ponov, Mavik. His face used to shine. So you should say, like, I see a light shining out of your face. Is Borech Mesech L'Sholem. She gave him a bracha that Rashi's B'yach L'Sholem, you should go in peace. But before she wanted to say him, it's the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she like benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave such big Tavid HaKamim. Omer Olav Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi. They said about Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Shoyenoito Bat Shal Hadas, used to take a branch of a Hadas from a Hadas tree, and Umarakar Afnei HaKala, we went to a chasna, used to dance in front of the kala, holding a branch of hadasim. They smell nice, they're like nice, as if to say, it's something nice for the kala. For Yomer, he would say, kala no, the chasuda is a nice kala. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, merake dat losa. When he danced in front of the kala, he didn't just take one hadas, but it took three of them. Rashi says, we used to like juggle with them. Atlos Rashi says, Sholosh Badin, three stalks like, Zorik Echad, he threw up one, and Makabalachas and caught one. So that's the way he used to dance in front of the Kala. Hence he went all out to be Mechsameach the Chosn Kala. So Omer Rab Zera said, Komach Seflon Saba, like this old person is embarrassing us. Like, Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, who was a big Talmud Chacham. So Rab Zera thought it wasn't a fik Vaidai, it wasn't something nice for a big old Talmud Chacham like Rishmuel to dance and juggle in front of a kala. So he said that he's embarrassing us. So Rashi learns Machsof Losabe means She Mezalzel Bechvoy Tamid Chachomim. He's being Mezalzel in the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham. For Noye Kalas Rosh Biatzman, he's doing something like a normal person does. It doesn't fit. It's not fit for Talmud Chacham to do it. So use the Klal is, you spell, there's a locha that you have to give Kavod for the Torah. So Talmud Chacham shouldn't do this. So Chorab Zera thought it was wrong for him to do this. Even though B'Emerson is doing a mitzvah, he's being a Sameach Achosna Mekalo, but still by says he thought he's going too far, didn't have to juggle there. Like the first man, the Yomo, that just took one Hadas, that was alright. But he that he took three and was juggling there, that he thought he was going too far, too much. He thought he wasn't doing the right thing. But what happened to Meister was, Ki Nach Navshei, when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was Nifta when he died, is Ifsik Amudu Denura, the Amarish was a light, a fire that came out between Bein Didei L'Kuliyama. That there was a separation of fire that separated him, this mace, this nifter, and the rest of the world. And that's a tremendous chus that shows that he was a great tzaddik. Well, Gemiri, we know, we learned that the Laifsik Amudu Denura, something like this, that a fire should come down to separate him from the rest of the world, only happens El Ila Chad Bedora, Ila Trey Bedora. Either to one or two people in the door, it only happens to Gedali Ador. So the kids of this was a simin that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was a big tzaddik, he was a big God Lador. So therefore, Rav Zera now said that Ahan Yalei Shutisil Asaba. Rav Zera saw now, he said the wrong thing, that really what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok did was the right thing. When he went to Mesamech, the Chos, and the Kala, and danced even like that, he did the right thing. That's Loshen of Ahan Yalei Shutisil Asaba. His Shutisil, Rashi says, the Pshat is Shreit Shel Hadas. Shem Rakid Boy. The fact that he used to dance with his adasim in front of the kala, that's what helped him that he was zeicha to have this special fire that came and divided him and the rest of the world. For Yamrilo and some say shtusei. Shtusei means pashid, to kesheita, as he acted in front of the kala like a sheita. He didn't act so much that he wasn't a bagaiva, and he went to dance in front of the kala like a sheita. That's what gave him this big schus. The Yarmulon, and some say, Shitzeh L'Saba. It's all the same shot. Shitzeh means, Rashi says, means, Shitosei Man Hagai. The way his Shita, the way he acted, his meaning, the way he acted, that caused him to be Zeicha to such a thing. So Tay speaks out like, how did Zeira know it was Taka, the fact that he danced in front of the Kala, that caused him to have these big schusim? Maybe something else caused it. So the third Tay says, like, Yeshloima, the Oma Denura Ho Yekain Shifta the Hadas. This fire that came down to separate him and the rest of the world looked like a hadas. Because the Armin of a gracious rabbi, that's what the Medrash says. That Nochas Shifta Denura V'Yisavid Kain Shifta the Hadas. That what happened was when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was Nifta, the fire that came down also looked like a hadas. Like this myrtle bush. So therefore, Rav Zeira now knew that it was B'Schus, that he danced in front of the Kala like a Shaitan, that he was Zeicha to be such a big tzaddik. So the kids, when you are doing a mitzvah, there's no klal l'chura v'nei kovet. Just like it's brought down on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, a person is supposed to do things for kovet Shabbos, and not think, I have maids, let them do everything. And the Gemara brings down ma'isim, a big tanoim, also. One used to get the water, one used to get the wood for the fire, one used to get the fish himself. Kids, when you go to do mitzvahs, there's not a thing, you have to be nei kovet b'yatzmai. If you're doing a mitzvah, then it's alright. Here also, the dance in front of the kala, the mitzvah, so yell the smutter even to do these things. Right, the Ravacha, when Ravacha went to Chasana, Markiv lo Akseifa, he put the kala on his back, on his shoulders. Omarakan, he danced with the kala on his shoulders. So Amrilei Rabbanan said back to Ravacha, Anan mal lemevet hochi, what about us? Can we also do this? Are we allowed to pick up the kala and dance with her? So Amrilei, he answered back like this. If she is to you like a piece of wood, then it's mutter. In other words, Rabachar, his madregi, he had no hihurim. He didn't think about her as a girl. He only thought he's doing a mitzvah. So for him, it's mutter. But if you're not at that madregi, a normal person, when he picks up a kala, he thinks about the kala, then about her, it's also. Rashi says, Barakid layak seifa, es a kala. If you don't think about her that she's a girl, you just think she's like a piece of wood, if it doesn't have any here, any effect upon you, then it's mutter. But if not, you're not allowed to pick her up. But if you're a normal being that you do think about her, then you're not allowed to pick her up. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Muta l'estaka b'fnei kala kol shiva. You're allowed to look, stare in the face of the kala, the bride, all 7 days of the Sheva Brochus. For what purpose? K'dei l'chavavu abayla, in order to make her look nice in front of her husband. L'chavavu abayla, in order to make her husband love her. In other words, it's like we learned before, of Ketsa Maraktel, of Vaya Kala, you're supposed to dance and say nice things in front of the Kala, all to make the husband come to like her. So here also, he held his smutta to steer with her for 7 days. And the Gemara says, though you should know, for less tilkos a kavosa, but we don't pass like that. Still, it's also to be mistakel. To mistakel means you steer with her. To steer with a Kala, the girl, you're not supposed to steer with her. So even though you mean to do it the Shei Mitzvah, but a koponim, you're not supposed to do this, that's not the right way. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'avirin es hameis b'fnei kala. If you have two things going on, you have to walking the kala now to the chuppah, Rachmanis on the other street, there's a meis, they're making the meis levaya, and both of them have to go down the same street. Who has preference? Who comes first? Like, which is more of a covet? A kala comes first. When I take the kala down to the chuppah, she comes first, you give her more covet than you give to the meis. Rashi says, Ma'avirin means, Kishakala yoitza mi beisa via le beis chasnusa. When the kala is going to a chasana, the noisei mace yoitzim, and also the Rachmanis people carrying a mace, making a levaya, or vizul vizul luchsin, both of them have a large amount of people. The yain roitzim lisarev, they don't can go down the same street, is mavirin as a mace derech acheris. They're supposed to take the mace down a different street, and let the kala go first. Let the kala go down the street. Vaisei says, covered a kala comes before covered a mace. And some Akronim say, Lalocha like that, Nafkamino, if you have a Kupa Shalzdoka, Shalom, what do you use the money for? If you have a Chnosas Kala going on, and you have a Tsoyas Hameis, which one is more important? Here it's Mashma, Chnosas Kala is more important. Vizeb, Vizeb, Mifnei, Mifnei, Melech Yisrael. But if it's a question about giving cover to a king, then both of them have to go aside and let the king go first. The cover on Melech, that's more important. But Omrolov, Al Agrifas Hamelech. They said about Agrifas Hamelech, that Sha'ovar Mlefnei Kala, like it happened once with him, that he was tackled walking down the street, and he let the Kala go in front of him. V'shabchu l'chachomim, and the Chom gave him a shvach, mashmi did something nice. So chur t'kashra for the Gemara, shabchu m'chlal d'shapur ovid. If they gave him a shvach, they praised him, mashmi the king did something good. Ayv omer Rabashi, Rabashi says, that afil olaman d'yoma. Even if you want to say a nasi like the president, if he wants to be meichel akvoid, to give up his respect, he has the right to be meichel, give up his respect. But halacha is melech shemochel akvoidoi ain kvoidei mochel. A king, a melech Yisrael, is not allowed to be meichel akvoidoi. Even if he tells people you don't have to respect me, so what? There's still a chiyus to respect him. The Yom HaMakos, we learned, it says in the posik, soim tosim alech melech. You always have to have a king over you. Put a king upon you. That means, Shetei Mosi Alechem, that the fear of the king should always be upon you at all times. And the king himself doesn't have a right to take away his covet. But Vice says, that's the pshat of a king. The pshat from a king is that people have respect for him. If the king is Meichel, takes such respect, he's not called the king then. And it says, Soim Tosim Alechem Melech, he always has, when he's appointed for king, he has to be a king the whole time. So Chur Agrifas HaMelech did something wrong here. He was not allowed to let the Kala go first. So how come Shabchu Chachomim? So Gemara says, Parshas Terochim Avoy. Here it wasn't the case that he mamish let her go first. It was in an intersection on a highway. So it wasn't Nikar, it didn't look so much as if he let her go in front, but rather it looked as if he's making a right turn, and he let her go down the street. So Rashi, Yisroim Tosim Lech HaMelech, Yisroel Huzarul Shisim Aleim, should have a lot of kings. What does that mean, claim? What do you mean, appoint a lot of kings? You have to have the fear of the king always upon you. You can't be Michael, is covet. So how could the king let the Kala go in front of him? The territory here was Prashas Racham Avoy. It's not Nikar that the king let the Kala go in front of him. It looked like he had to make a right turn. The kids, he did it in the same, it's not Nika so much, he's letting her go, then it's Mutter. But in a place where it's a question of both going down the same street, who goes first? Habar the Lachri, the Melech, has to go first. It's not covered. Tana Rabban. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Leitzoyas Ameis. You're allowed to stop learning
in order to go to Isoyas HaMeis, if they're making a Levi, they're taking the Meis out of his house to bury him, you'll have to stop learning to go to this mitzvah of Isoyas HaMeis. Well, Achnosas Kala, if you're there at the time when they're taking the Kala out of a house to the Chuppah, you're also allowed to stop learning and go to do this mitzvah. Is Omru Olav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi? They said about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shoyim Mavato Tama Torah L'Tzoyas HaMeis, Olachnosas Kala, that he also used to stop learning and he went to do these two mitzvahs. So some Rishonim learn, it's only Rishus. That means if you want to stop learning, you have a right to stop learning. But not that you have the Chiyuv to. Because really they ask the question, like, what's the chiddush of this mitzvah over any other mitzvah? The klal is, any mitzvah that you have to do, you have no hetzer to learn. If the mitzvah comes, you have to do it. The loch is, you have to stop learning and do mitzvahs. That's the klal by your mitzvahs. We don't have a loch of Isaac, but Torah is potter in a mitzvah. That's the one mitzvah you're not potter from. Because the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs. So you can't say, let's didn't learn Torah whole day and not do mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. So Chur B'chal, what's the chiddush here that if you learn, you have to stop for Achnosas Kala, for Achnosas Kala, and for Avoyas HaMeis? Some want to say these mitzvahs are not really special mitzvahs. They're B'chal, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. They need to be Goyim HaChasodim to a Meis and to a Kala. So if Shalf and Gemilas Chasodim and Echnaim, that's not a mitzvah, you have a chiyub, it's like to say, there's none, I have to do it right now. And Lamosho, if somebody is learning, he doesn't have to stop learning to go do chesed for somebody else. You don't have to stop now and go outside the street and look for somebody to do chesed with. Right now you're learning, you have a right to learn. If a mitzvah comes that you have to do, then you have to stop learning. So really it's a chiddush that you have to stop learning for these two mitzvahs. So Rashi the Pshat is, these are very, very important mitzvahs, so there is a new chiddush that you're supposed to stop. That's an achlokes, some Rishonim learn, it just means you have a right to stop, but not that you're mechuyev to stop. And it's good why the Mor brings down a Maisa, that even in Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he also used to stop learning in order to go to Atsoyas HaMeis, Achnosas Kala. Yeah. Also, Achnosas Kala doesn't stand mean, or here it means mamish if you see the way they take the Kala to the Chuppah. So our cases, when we go to Chastas, we don't see that. I mean, you have to first go to the hall. So usually the klal is, if you're Shiva Bacham, if you're learning, that if it's a mamish, you're going to be Mesamech, Kala, if you're going to be Mesamech, then you have a heter. But otherwise, I mean, if you're not going to Masamech them, it's time you invite, if somebody wants to sit in yeshiva and learn yeshiva bocha, he's welcome to stay in yeshiva. The klal is usually not telling any chassid can invite you should go to. Like this chiv you don't have. This chiv here is, if you see them taking the kala outside, you're outside in the street, and you see them walking the kala to the chuppah, you have to stop learning to go there. Right, the b'med of Mamurim, when do we say this for Levaya, you should stop learning? Kishen imai kol tzorki. When they don't have enough people by the Levaya. When they need you, then you should stop learning, go to Levaya. Avuyesh imai kol tzorki, but they have enough people by the Levaya, ein mevatlin. Then don't stop learning, like I said before. There's only a mitzvah, really, gemilas chasodim. So klal is, when you're learning, you're not mechuyev right now to do gemilas chasodim. So special inyan, als kovar ameis. So if they have enough people without you, after your inyan, you can still learn. You don't have to stop. Oh, soon see? We'll soon see. But the Marva Kama called Sorki, what school he has enough? Come on, we never have this. Amra Shmuel Barini Mishme Derav. Tracer Alfe Gavri. You have to have 12,000 men. Veshiser Alfe Shapure. And 6,000 people like blow shofars, like make announcements there. And the kids, you have to have 18,000 people. The Armelon, some say no. Tracer Alfe Gavri, 12,000. Only now you from these 12,000 should be Shis Alfe Shapuri. 6,000 I could, Rashi has like Machriz and Olav, Shivay Lechvoide. There should be 6,000 people that announce, make an announcement, has another 6,000 there. Ula Ma'ula said no, to go into Chaitzi Gavri, you have a line of people, Me'avula V'yatzichra, from one city to another city. That's how many people you have to have by Levaya. Rav Sheshes V'teimer, Rav Yechonon Omar, Nitilosa K'nitinosa. When they take away a person, it should be the same amount of people the way it was when they gave the Torah. The Rashi, Nitilosa Shel Torah Mimenu, K'nitinosa V'sinai. Nitilosa, Rashi says, Hainu K'shemes, V'tamune Botol. When Tamachochem dies, like, it's like we're taking away a Sefer Torah. So the same way you take away the Torah, it should be the same way when the Torah was given. That man is in us, just like when Hashem gave the Torah by Hasinai. Veshishim Revuyei, 600,000 Yidin, is Atnu Tilosa Veshishim Revuyei. The same thing, when a Talmud Chacham is Niftar, the Fikvoy, there should be 600,000 people. Tahani Midi, when do we say this? Laman de Kori V'Toni. This is somebody that learned, Kori means he learned Mikra, and Toni he learned Mishnayis. The people that learned, then you're supposed to have this amount of people. Avlaman de Masnele, but somebody more than this, even learned Mishnayis, then less play Shira. Then there's no Shira to how many people are supposed to be there. As long as you know Levaya is going on, then my says you have the right to stop learning to go to Levaya. Rashi learns Avlaman de Masne, Rashi learns Lacherim. As you can learn Torah to other people, then less le shizak rashi. Wemele shaminun, what leman de loikor of letoni and mevatlin, im yesh le mesatzim gdei kvura biyama. There are three gedorim here. The person did not even know how to read or learn at all for himself even, then you don't have to have a big oilem there. As long as you have people making the kvura, it's enough. A person who's able to learn for himself, then you have to have the 600,000. And a person that taught to other people, then it's less le shiur. Go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, the Shaila was that the Isha says she has a get now, and she says the Ksuba was 200. She was a Psula at the time of the Chuppah. And the husband says, no, I married you, you were an Amoner at the time. You only get $100. So we don't have the Ksuba. So Mishnah says, Vim Yesh Edim, She Yotis Benuma. If she has Edim that at the time of a Chuppah she was wearing the special Enuma, that's a proof that she was a Psula and she deserves $200. Because only the Sulas used to wear this Enuma. For the Gemara Mahi Enuma, what is this thing special that they used to have by the chuppah of a Sula? So, Sukha Bapova Mishmedi Zuri Yama Tenura Diyasir. Tenura Diyasir, Rashi says, that means Kamin Chuppah Shel Hades Agula. They used to make a chuppah of like round hadasim, round myrtle branches. That's what they used to do by a Sula. The kiss after Edim, that at her chuppah they had this, that's a proof that she's a psula and she deserves $200. Reb Yochanan Oma Kriyosa Dimnona. Kriyosa Dimnona Dimnona Bokalosa. It's like a veil that they used to put over the face of the kala. Rashi says, Sif Arosha. So move of Alineo. They used to cover over her eyes. So Rashi, that's why it's called Menamnena. It means she dozes off. Because when they cover up her eyes, sometimes she could doze off because of that. It brings tenuma upon her. The kids are used to put a special heavy veil over the face of the kala if she was a psula. So if she has edim that at her chuppah she was wearing this veil, that's the proof that she was a psula. She deserves $200. Yad Yechlin Abruka Raim in the Mishnah said, Av chila klois, that they gave out roasted wheat at your chuppah, that's also proof you are a psula. Tana, the Yehuda Rai. In Yehuda, these were the Rai's. They used to do these things in front of a kala. That was a psula. The bubble might, but what they used to do in bubble, to do something special, everybody should know she's a psula. Omarav, Dardugi Damashcha Reshad Rabbonin. They used to pour some oil on the heads of the Tamil Chomim. On the Tamil Chom that were there at the Chuppah, they used to pour oil over the heads. Is Omale Rapopal Abaya. So Rapopal said to Abaya, Mashcha the Chavifusa, come Amar. They mean to sell that they pour the shampoo over the head. Like, what kind of business is that? Like, it's oil, the chafusa that you use to scrub your head with. Like, what do they do that purpose for? So Amalei said back, Yasma, like you're a yosum, like you're an orphan. But Yavdalachoy Mecha, didn't your mother do it by your chuppah? They are dugoy mashcha, reshet rabbonin, vishas maisa. They mean to say, no, not that they put shampoo. For the meaning, though, they used to pour some oil, a little oil, on the heads of the Tamir Chamin then. I don't know why, but that was a meaning to show that she was a psula. By the chasna of a psula, they used to pour some nice, some smelling shemen on the heads of the rabbon. Mor says, ki ha di humi rabbonin. Like it once happened by the rabbonin. The yasik le lebrei, bei rabba barula. They're making a chasna for the son of rabba barula. For Yarmulan, some say rabba barula, yasik le lebrei. The rabba barula married off his son. Behum Rabbonin, by the house of the Rabbonin, Vedargig Mashcha Reshet Rabbonin Vashas Maisa, and they used to pour oil over the heads of the Rabbonin at the Chuppah. Armulosamai, for the more than what they do by an Amona, Chuppah, and how would the people know she's an Amona? Tony Rab Yosef Armulosa Lesla Kisni, that they didn't give out the Chilak Loyas, that was the Raya. And we learned before that by a Psula they used to give out this roasted wheat. But by an Amono, they did not give out Rashi Ein Lo Kloyes, Vizeh Simner, that alone was a Simen. The fact they didn't give out the roasted wheat, that was the right that she was only an Amono. The Anera Mishnah said, O Moidir Rabbi Yeshua B'yem Lechaveroi. Rabbi Yeshua was Moidir to this type of amigo. Amigo of a Peshiosa Peshitta. That if Ruvain is living in a field, living in a house, and Ruvain by himself goes over to Shimon, and tells Shimon, you should know, this house once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him. So The halacha is Reuben is believed because if he wanted to, it just should have been quiet. That's called a peshos, a peshito. Like, who's the whole one that told us now this house belonged to your father? Me, Reuben. So since Reuben is the one that started the whole thing, he's believed to say he brought it off his father. And then the end of the Mishnah says, but let's say there were Edim, the let's say we have Edim that have belonged to Shimon's father, and now Reuben has no proof that it's his, then he's not Neman. Then the field goes back to the Cheskas Morikama, it has to go back to Shimon. For the Gemara of a list named Maidur of Yeshua, the Yaimalachaveroi saw the Zushalachohoiso. For the Kachtiyim Imcho, why doesn't Yeshua say that? Why does he have to go to the case that Reuben says it belonged to your father? He has to talk about Shimon's father. Let him talk about Shimon directly. Why don't we say the case is Biyaimalachaveroi? Reuben goes over to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, saw the zoo, this field that I'm in right now, Shalachohoiso. You should know it once belonged to you. For the Kachtiyim Imcho, I bought it off you. Say it that a case. Why goes to the case of the father? Say it directly, Reuben and Shimon. So Mara says, Mishum the Kavoy le Misne Sefer. Because it wants to say in our Mishnah Sefer, that what? Him Yesh Edim, Shehi Shaloi, if there's Edim that the field belonged to Taka Shimon's father. V'hoi melekachti imemenu, and now Reuben says, I bought it off you. Is that an Neman? That's you not Neman. That's what the Mishnah wants to say. If this would be the case with Reuben and Shimon, Hechidomi, how could it be talking about? If Reuben is eating, living in this field now for 3 years already, he has a cheskas karka. If so, what would be the pshat in the sefer? Amayla mehemen. Even if there'll be Eden that this field once belonged to Shimon, but if now Reuben lived in the karka for 3 years, that's the loch of a cheskas karka. If you live in a karka for 3 years, the shal is like this, that usually when you buy karka, you have a shtar. So we only ask the kasha, where's your shtar? So pshat is within 3 years, it's normal for a person to lose his shtar. So good, we have no question now, where's your shtar, where's your deed? You have a right to say you lost it. But still, where's the proof that you bought it? So the proof that you bought it, all we say is that if you're living there, most probably the owner passed by and saw you there. And if the owner really thinks it's his, he should have complained. He should have made a machor. If he did not make a complaint within the last 3 years, that's the biggest proof that he agreed that he sold it to you. So kids, if the person is living here for 3 years, and nobody complained about it, that's the proof that it belongs to you. So that even if there were Edom, it once belonged to Shimon, but if you have a chazaka now, you should be Neman. Elamai, he didn't live there for 3 years. He was only there for 1 year. But the Mavshit of Loim Heman, what's the Chiddush to say for the Mishnah? Avadi not Neman, you don't have a chazaka. So if the case was talking about Reuben and Shimon directly, there would be no Chiddush in the Sefer. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kabiyov of Nami? No, even now that we're talking about the father also. Now the Gemara is, Ihoch, if so, Kabiyov of Nami? Churish could ask the same question the way it says it now in the Mishnah, even by the father. Again, about Reuben goes over to Shimon and tells Shimon that this field belonged to your father, and I bought it off him. So it says at the site for the Mishnah, if there are Edom there that belong to his father, you're not believed. So it's the same thing. If Reuben is living there now for 3 years, why isn't Reuben believed? Even though there are Edom that the karka once belonged to Shimon's father, but if Reuben is there now already for 3 years, and nobody complained, nobody made a machor, should also be a proof that Reuben really bought it. Vida lo yochlo shnei chazok, elamai Reuben is not there yet 3 years, he's only there 2 years, and he doesn't have a shtar, he doesn't have the deed, for the mabshitat lo mehemen, for sure he's not believed that it belongs to him. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah even by the father? Samura says no. Pishlei megabe yoviv, it's very good the way the Mishnah says now the case is by the father. Mishkachas lo vikrav the chiddush like this. Kegoin she'ochlo shtayim b'chayav. True. Shimon's father owned this karka, and we're talking about now that the Reuven is there already 2 years when Shimon's father was still alive. But only 2 years. Then the father died. And Shimon then, like he's still alive, Shimon the son, the yachas b'chayav b'noi, and now Reuven is eating really 3 years, he's in the karka 3 years, just the third year was only when the son was alive. And the chiddush is that that's not called a good chazaka. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though really Shimon and Reuven is in the field for 3 years already. Ukele Rav Huna, like Rav Huna says, Tiyama Rav Huna, Ein ma'achzikin b'nichse katan. You can't make a chazaka if when you went down there, the person is a katan. Like over here. When Shimon's father died, now Shimon took over. And at the time we're talking about that Shimon was a katan. That means Shimon did not know what's flying. So therefore, that's the reason why Shimon did not make any machor. We said the proof of a chazaker is the fact that the owner sees you eat it and he doesn't complain. That's a proof that he sold it to you. But here, the reason why Shimon didn't complain is because he was a katan. Like when his father died, he didn't know that this field really belonged to his father. That's why he didn't make a machor. So therefore, when you eat now, it's no proof it belongs to you.
I don't know.